I am WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Julie Kent, Artistic Director of the Washington Ballet.
And...
Landry Radner.
And Alexa Torres.
Who are all performing in The Nutcracker, the annual tradition here at the Warner Theater. And we love you guys coming in here, and it's the highlight of the season every year.
Thank you for having us again.
Appreciate it.
All right, so a lot of our listeners have been to this thing over the years. It's an annual tradition, but
Yes. Explain
both why it's worth coming out again, Julie, as the annual tradition, and why it just helps you get in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, well, I think for me it's so much about Tchaikovsky's beautiful score. The music is just so evocative of the holidays. It really brings to mind so many memories that you may have of sharing those performances with loved ones, family, friends, children, grandparents. And I think it's one of the great ballets that has transcended from ballet culture to popular culture. So it's really become a part of everyone's life. And we're just so excited to share this really charming DC-centric production, a family-friendly production by Septim Weber, set in historic Georgetown. And it's the 15th anniversary of this production. So we're especially excited to celebrate it and give thanks to all of the people over all the years that have both supported it and been a part of it.
Now, you said it was DC-centric. Explain all of the different localized elements to it. It's set in Georgetown.
So many things differentiate this production that is set in historic Georgetown. It opens in a Georgetown mansion, and we have Lady Liberty, we have John Paul Jones, the Nutcracker is George Washington, the Rat King is King George.
Cherry Blossoms.
The Cherry Blossoms. The soldiers are Revolutionary War soldiers. There's a Norman Rockwell reference in there with the bunnies. We have Anacostian Indian represented in the traditional Arabian dance.
And where do the cherry blossoms appear again? What
in the Waltz of the Flowers. The Waltz of the Flowers are DC cherry blossoms. So it's a beautiful scene. Probably one of my favorite in the whole ballet.
Awesome. Probably a lot of listeners, too.
Yeah, I think so. And then, obviously, culminating in the Grand Pas de Deux with the Sugar Plum Fairy and her cavalier. So, very beautiful music, beautiful dancing, and a real culmination of the whole performance.
Awesome. All right, well, let's get to the cast over here. Which role will you be playing, Sarah?
I play a number of roles. I play anything from... I play one of the fathers that's in the party scene. I play the Rat King. I play some of the rats occasionally as well. I play the Chinese. I play as the frontiersman. I occasionally play as Mother Barnum as well. So
that's a crazy fun role. Explain why that's so crazy fun.
Well, Mother Barnum is, I believe it has to do with the
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Right. And so when you're... Basically, when you're playing Mother Barnum, you're on top of this gigantic carousel. So in the very beginning of the role, you climb up to this top of this carousel, and you're wheeled out. And the entire time that the ballet or the dance is going on, there's little clowns underneath you. Like, they're all dancing and having fun. And your job is to basically accent what they're doing and, you know, point towards certain dancers, you know, especially like the littlest clown that we have. A lot of the times what you do is directly dependent on what they do. So you can you'll be showing off your little, your children basically, these little clowns.
Awesome. It's really fun.
It's super funny too.
Yeah. You get to have a lot more, freedom of expression when you dance in that.
Other than Mother Barnum, do you have a favorite of the different roles you play?
I find that Frontier is one of my favorites.
Why is that?
Well, when you start in Frontiers, Frontiers is a very high energy piece. So there's a ton of jumping involved. There's a ton of excitement, and whenever you go on, you always feel super pumped and, you know, ready to dance. And I find it's a lot of a crowd pleaser as well. And, you know, every guy enjoys showing off.
So. It's a virtuoso role.
Yeah. It is.
I love it. All right, and which roles do you play?
So I do Clara, which is the little girl in the Nutcracker that has the whole dream.
In the lead.
Yeah. but I also do Lady Liberty. I do Cardinal, which is also very DC-based because of the Cardinals. I do Spanish. I do Snowflake, Cherry Blossom, and I believe that is it. Yeah.
Which is the most challenging?
I would probably have to say that the Snowflake, because what makes the Snowflake so special in this production is that it's very fast movement and it's so beautiful. But for the dancers, it's very, very challenging to all be together and to form good formations. But because it's so fast, it's like really sped up, but it's very beautiful to watch. So probably the Snowflakes.
Yeah, it's a very demanding role. Yeah. The ladies are jumping constantly for about 5 minutes, and there's 16 of them. They have to stay in line. They have to be together. They have to, it's beautiful, but it's very, very challenging.
There's also like a lot of snow coming down while you're dancing.
Paper snow.
But it takes a lot of physical and mental demands.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of running and just keeping everything together.
Now, is this your first time as Clara in this production?
This is my second year as Clara.
The second year in a row.
Yes.
She was so beautiful that I asked her to perform the role again. Yeah.
Oh, you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, we get some blushing over there. Oh.
Look at that.
You should definitely come and see Alexa as Clara.
Alexa's Clara.
Yes.
So wait, what do you think you learned then after last year? Were you nervous doing it for the first time, and now are you kind of like, this is a little more?
Actually, I think that even last year, I felt very comfortable in the role, and I wasn't nervous. I mean, of course, you're always a little bit nervous, but I was never very nervous to do it, just because it was like every time I did it, I was just like being someone else. And I don't know, I played around with it a lot and it didn't really scare me. It was just more like exciting. So
you say
I think
you played around with it a lot. What do you like? What's the key to playing her? Is it like this innocence, or I mean, it's a dream. So is there like a dream like? What do you mean you played around?
I think that with Clara, like every time I went in for the party, the very first scene, I was always kind of like how does Clara feel today? And like there were days where I felt more like I wanted like to be more like a mischievous Clara, you know?
Okay.
But there was also days where I felt like I was like just very dreamy and like so curious to see what was happening. And I think that going in with that like story in my head has really like helped me develop the character, I think.
Who's our, is it Drosselmeyer?
Drosselmeyer, yeah.
Who's our Drosselmeyer?
There's a few.
We have a few. Yeah. We have Rolando Sarabia and Giancarlo Perez and Steven Nakagawa. Daniel Roberge is making his debut. Oscar Sanchez.
I like his final little, if it's the same as the Septime version,
which it is.
I like how Drosselmeyer's appearance at the end with the, it's all been happening inside the little.
Yes.
What is he holding? It's a, is it a?
In the balloon.
The air balloon, hot air balloon thing. Yeah.
Yes, that Clara leaves like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a cool little framing device, I think. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you have to come to the show to see what we're
talking
about.
Definitely. Yes.
Awesome. What, how about you, Julie? I mean, the Nutcracker is such a touchstone for any ballerina, but where did that factor in your career? Do you remember doing it as growing up, obviously, as a kid?
No, I never performed Nutcracker as a student. My very first Nutcracker production was Mikhail Baryshnikov's at ABT. It was actually the production that I was hired for. So I was a junior in Churchill High School. I auditioned for Baryshnikov, and he hired me for that production. And the rest is history. I just stayed in New York and stayed there for 30 years until I came back here.
Oh, wow.
During that time, though, I danced many other Nutcracker productions, both at ABT and as a guest artist around the country. I danced Balanchine's Nutcracker and for many years, and that was a great thrill. And just I had long relationships with various small companies around the country. That was a great pleasure for me to go and see the community that develops around Nutcracker in every city and town. It's a really beautiful thing. And I think that the Nutcracker at the Washington Ballet is a really beautiful reflection of the wonderful community that is the Washington Ballet, from our school throughout the organization to our professional company and parent volunteer staff. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
I think that's a perfect place to leave it.
Great.
Just as we're in closing, though, why should they all, you know, our little closing, why should they all come out, even if they've been many times?
Because it'll really feel like the holidays once you've seen the Nutcracker.
Yeah, I agree.
I find that each individual show, because we have different casts in each show has its own feeling to it. Mm-hmm. So even if you went to more than one show, you get a different a different version, you know, a different feeling. Like
you might get
like
the mischievous Claire.
Yeah, right. Right.
like how Alexa said, she has a different. She adds a different twist to Clara each time, you know. You know, when I do Chinese, I do a different type of, a different feeling to Chinese each time. And even with, you know, someone else who does it, I believe Alex Papajan does Chinese as well. He does his own, he has his own twist on how that character acts, you know. Even in the party scene, like, each person is completely different and they act completely different.
And actually, before we go, tell me a little bit about you guys. How'd you get into ballet? Where'd you grow up? The abridged version, obviously. We know.
Well, I originally started in a very small town ballet school in Brunswick, Georgia. I don't believe it's around anymore, but I started when I was around 3 years old. My sister was put into the school, of course, because, you know, she needed something to do with her spare time. And of course, my mom would end up sitting with and holding me, you know, and they just basically couldn't get me off of the floor. So the teacher just told me to, you know, put me into dancing. And so I started dancing and never really grew tired of it. I just enjoyed it the entire time. So
awesome. And how about you?
I was actually born in Dominican Republic. And over there, like, Latino girls, like, I think it's also like a worldly thing. Like, you go into ballet when you're young, you know, the pink tutu and everything. And I was about 4 and I went in and like was crazy about it. And then, yeah, I kind of just kept dancing and then had the amazing opportunity to come to DC when I was, I think, 14 and continue dancing there. And then, yeah, so here I am.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
No problem.
And everybody, check out the Washington Ballet's Nutcracker now through December 28th at Warner Theater. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. Happy holidays.